You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here. It's one of the best 3-4 week periods in sports in America every single year. And DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's best top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving fans a chance to bet just $5 and win $150 instantly in bonus bets with a college basketball bet. You download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Takes 90 seconds. You put in the code Colin. That's me, C-O-L-I-N. New customers, bet $5 for a chance to win $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook, only with the code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, one no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, some instant reaction on the free agent frenzy. Now, this stuff is changing by the minute. I think my first takeaway is the money in the NFL. No, there are guards making what quarterbacks did 10 years ago. The explosion of revenue in the NFL based on your DraftKings, your sports gambling money, and your TV contracts is enormous. I also think what's important to note, anybody connected to a quarterback protecting a quarterback, or pursuing a quarterback is going to get paid. Safeties, the furthest from a quarterback, are not getting paid. Look around right now. Safeties, pretty good safeties, are being let go. They're the furthest player from a quarterback. I don't know where Jamal Adams goes of the Seahawks, formerly the Jets. Who pays for him? But yet guards are getting paid. The Rams now have two Pro Bowl-level expensive guards. As they'll move another guard to center, they're protecting an older quarterback, his knees. Quarterbacks need to be protected, and that's where the money's going. The other thing of influence that jumps out to me is that the influence of the head coach. So a great example, Matt LaFleur is an offensive coach. He goes and convinces the front office, I can make Josh Jacobs work. Now, Aaron Jones is very good. He's let go, probably too often banged up. Now, Josh Jacobs has also had some injuries, but he may view Josh Jacobs as a better version of a good player, Aaron Jones, so they make the call. Rams offensive coach, go get another expensive guard, Jonah Jackson, who is a terrific young, late 20-year-old guard. Would a defensive coach pay that kind of money or have that influence to want two expensive guards? Antonio Pierce, defensive coach, goes to Mark Davis and says, hey, get me in this division against Herbert and Mahomes, get me an expensive $100 million interior lineman. Christian Wilkins, $85 million guaranteed. You see the influence. Gabe Davis, an inconsistent receiver. Doug Peterson, offensive coach, convinces his front office, get me Gabe Davis, let's pay him $40 million. Jim Harbaugh, this is not a surprise. Harbaugh is willing. In fact, I think we talked about this about 2 weeks ago. He wants a running back. He wants some power football. He goes and gives Gus Edwards, Baltimore, a two-year deal. Offensive coach. You see the influence. The guys making money in this league are not general managers. It's quarterbacks and head coaches are making $15 million, $10 million, $20 million, $30, $40 million a year. They have real power in the building. Those defensive coaches, they're going to, I mean, Mike Tomlin, look at all the money the Steelers spend on the defensive side. Now look at the Rams. Outside of Aaron Donald, they're not paying anybody on defense. They're going to pay Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford, two guards, Rob Havenstein. They're pay their tight end. See where the money goes? Mike Tomlin, it's the defensive guys getting paid. So that tells you the influence of the head coach. In terms of moves that will impact wins, well, none of these teams are going to pay this money if they don't think it makes the team better. So we can all kind of admit that. Listen, I think Kirk Cousins to Atlanta, is it more than I'd like to pay? Yes, but the market for Kirk Cousins was going to be $40 million up, and he's going to get about $45 million for Atlanta. He has tremendous value in Atlanta. Tremendous value. Defensive coach. Weaker division. He'll be arguably the best quarterback in that division. They have young offensive players that need guidance. That's tremendous value. But in Minnesota, where he's not as young or talented as Jared Goff, looks like Jordan Love has a chance to be more talented and more productive than him. Caleb Williams is coming into the fold, and they look at Minnesota and say, we have two good receivers, a great left tackle, very good tight end, excellent offensive coach. We don't need to spend $45 million for Kirk Cousins. We're going to go get maybe a Sam Darnold on the cheap, draft a quarterback, kind of reset our quarterback clock. So Kirk Cousins' value in Atlanta is pretty strong. Young team, defensive coach, weaker division, where you drop 27 points, you can win a lot of games in that division. In the NFC North, you got Caleb Williams coming in, and regardless of what anybody says, Bears have some talent now. Bears have some talent. You also have Jordan Love and the Packers. Their talent, overwhelmingly now with Josh Jacobs on the offensive side. Detroit, stacked offensively. Best offensive line in the league. Ben Johnson, great coordinator. Amaron St. Brown, Penei Sewell. A tremendous young running back, Jared Goff. So the value for Kirk Cousins in Minnesota? Let's go get a J.J. McCarthy. Let's go get a Penix, a Bo Nix. And then Sam Darnold, reset the quarterback clock. Sam Darnold on the cheap. So it just depends on who the coach is. I think, again, if you're a quarterback, protecting the quarterback, pursuing a quarterback, connected to the quarterback, you're going to make a lot of money. And the league is on fire. It's just, I'm looking at some of these moves. Gardner Minshew went to the Raiders in that division. Good luck. But Antonio Pierce is going to spend a fortune on a defensive tackle, Christian Wilkins. They get 2 years, $25 million on the cheap. They go and get a quarterback. I don't think Sean McVay or Matt LaFleur, not that they need Gardner Minshew. I don't think they would go sign a two-year deal with Gardner Minshew. That's not their answer. So you just see the importance offensive coaches put on a valuable back, a tackle, a weapon, a quarterback. All of it's fun, though, isn't it? You know, one of the things the NFL has created through the years is there's a lot more young general managers. And years and years ago, you just didn't see this kind of activity. Older general managers, very reluctant to take some swings on this stuff. But with the youth in free agency and the youth in coaches, a lot of these Les Snead and Sean McVay and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, you know, these guys are close. They have each other's back. They work in unison and they're aggressive people. Younger people in society tend to be a bit more, some would say reckless, but more aggressive, you know, than older people. So I love what it is right now we're seeing in the NFL, some big swings. And there's not a single move. Let me look at, try to be critical here of a move. I don't know. I'm looking over again. We could have 12 new ones by the time I'm done reading this. Gabe Davis, 3 years, $40 million to Jacksonville. is pretty pricey. That probably means they're moving off Ridley or a Christian Kirk, both of who I like. That's a little pricey for me. But it's Trevor Lawrence, got a lot invested. Doug Peterson's going to spend money on offense to make that work. So I get it. Little pricey for my taste. Now, Rams pay Jonah Jackson, the former Lions guard, 3 years, $50 million. You say, oh, that's expensive. They already have Kevin Dotson. But they're moving their excellent rookie guard last year. They're going to move him to center. So it makes sense, right? You're not paying your left tackle. Now you're not paying your center yet. You're paying your guards to protect Matt Stafford. I get it. I guess those two you could say are at the higher end of the price point. Nothing bothers me. I will say, I like Aaron Jones of the Packers a lot. I also like Josh Jacobs of Green Bay. Aaron Jones is a good football player. Where do you go with a running back? Like Austin Eckler, free agent, Aaron Jones can go where he wants to go. I like Aaron Jones a lot. That's a really good player out there. These young general managers, though, a lot of these guys, if not analytics, they're going to push back on safeties. They're going to push back on off-ball linebackers. They're going to push back on running backs. That's what they're going to do. Matt LaFleur goes the opposite way. He pays for Josh Jacobs.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's an interesting one. So the Packers released David Bakhtiari. So he's missed 41 games in 3 years. He was really good in his prime, but he can't stay healthy. We know Aaron Rodgers has a history of wanting his buddies to play with him and not necessarily his great buddies. Randall Cobb, at once very productive, past his prime. I guarantee you he'd love Bakhtiari to protect him for a game. Alan Lazard. So again, I could see Bakhtiari coming over and the Jets still drafting a left tackle and Bakhtiari being there for some reassurance, some guidance, almost a coach to a rookie left tackle. Listen, Andrew Thomas for the Giants was a very good left tackle. He wasn't ready to play when he came into the league. He got overwhelmed a bit. That is not an easy position to adapt to. College to the pros, left tackle, quarterback, left tackle. That is a lot to put on a 22-year-old's plate. I can see Bakhtiari going to the Jets for a year. Again, can't stay healthy. Would he take an incredibly team-friendly one-year deal? Aaron and David Bakhtiari are close. Green Bay made a lot of moves. But again, young, aggressive head coach in a division where Detroit's got real talent, stacked roster. They add Josh Jacobs. They release Aaron Jones. They lose Darnell Savage and John Runyon. They release David Bakhtiari. They add a safety, Xavier McKinney. A lot of movement in Green Bay. Not known as a team that does make a lot of moves of note in the free agent period. So there are some names out there that have not committed yet or been signed yet. Justin Fields from the Bears. I don't think he has a tremendous market. You're going to have to pay him within a year. Calvin Ridley, Jaguars wide receiver, is going to be out there. Leonard Williams, defensive lineman for the Seahawks. Austin Eckler, Chargers. Ryan Tannehill, quarterback, Titans. You know, Tannehill is interesting. So big, mobile, accurate. At one point, was a number one seed in the AFC. It's interesting. If you had Ryan Tannehill or Justin Fields, now Tannehill's more expensive, who would you choose? Well, kind of my belief is you can't worry too much about cost at quarterback. I mean, it's obviously if you're Minnesota, 45's too rich on Kirk Cousins, but it wouldn't be if he didn't have a surgery, was 3 years younger and a little more mobile, then you'd just pay it, right? Tannehill's interesting. If Tannehill and Justin Fields are your options, I mean, one has been a number one seed, one can't win games. Sounds crazy. Derrick Henry of the Titans. Again, I'd be interested. 1 or 2 year deal. The Justin Fields scenario is really interesting. Right? He hasn't been signed yet. There are certainly arguments in his favor. Hey, it's the Bears. They can't get quarterback right. His first year to year and a half, the offensive line was horrible. He had a first-year defensive head coach. You know, the division has better teams and more experienced coaches. Dan Campbell, Matt LaFleur. There are certainly arguments to be made that he could be better elsewhere. I think that's reasonable. I've said before, Sam Darnold reportedly is going to get a shot in Minnesota with really nice offensive weapons. Is Justin Fields worthy of another shot? I think so. Now, I thought Atlanta was his best space, but Seattle's still out there. I mean, it does say something that Antonio Pierce took Gardner Minshew over Justin Fields. Now, what's scary about Minshew is that he had one of the smartest offensive coaches in the league, Shane Steichen. So is Minshew a little overvalued based on a brilliant offensive coach, and the Raiders aren't going to get nearly as good of productivity out of him now with a defensive head coach and a defensive culture? That argument makes a lot of sense to me. You know, that's why I always worry. So Kevin O'Connell is an offensive coach. They have Justin Jefferson. I mean, Kirk Cousins was on fire before the injury. Now he goes to young offensive weapons and a defensive coach. It's realistic to think he won't be as productive. So in free agency, when you get a quarterback or a star receiver, like T. Higgins is out there, right? Potentially in a trade. Well, T. Higgins is going to go to a place. He's not going to Kansas City, I doubt. Now, if he got Mahomes, then spend some money. But the truth is he has Joe Burrow, okay? And then he has an offensive coach. And then he has Ja'Marr Chase on the other side, drawing double teams. So T. Higgins' productivity, you could argue, for a number two receiver, he's in a perfect space to be productive. Offensive coach, great quarterback, star receiver on the other side. Yeah, but what if he goes to an average quarterback? What if T. Higgins ends up in New England? And he is the dominant one, draws double teams. They have a rookie quarterback. It's a defensive culture. Then T. Higgins could disappear. Tyreek Hill was lucky. He went Andy Reid to Mike McDaniel. And Tyreek's great. But so much of this stuff is situational. T. Higgins is at the perfect place for a number two receiver to eat. Burrow, the offensive coach, Ja'Marr Chase. Perfect. No guarantees he would do that if he went to the Raiders. Now, I don't think he's going to the Raiders, but all this stuff is situational. Remember, only about 33%, I think the number is, of free agents hit, right? That's it. So a lot of times you see a player and you look at him and go, well, how good's he going to be? Like, I think Saquon Barkley to the Eagles could be productive. First of all, better offensive line in Philadelphia. Both the Giants and the Eagles have offensive coaches, but a better O-line in Philadelphia. You have a better quarterback in Philly, less reliant on Saquon Barkley, less predictable offense. You've also got two excellent wide receivers, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Eagles always have good tight ends. So you can't glom onto and focus on a Saquon Barkley like you could do with the New York Giants. So I think Saquon Barkley could go to Philadelphia and you look up and you're like, oh, I'm getting the best version of Saquon Barkley. You know, the wide receivers wide, keep the safeties out of the box. You have very productive pass-catching tight ends in Philadelphia, a quarterback that can move. All of a sudden, Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia, better offensive line, you may be looking at a Pro Bowl running back Saquon Barkley. If I'm Saquon Barkley today, I am fist pumping. Get me to Philadelphia. Get me the Eagles playbook. Better O-line, better weapons, better quarterback. What's not to like? You could get fewer carries and be more productive. So, you know, like a lot of these guys I look at, and I think, you know, sometimes a good player is a good player, but if I'm Josh Jacobs for the Raiders and I get now an offensive coach over the last 10 years, better offensive lines, I would say a weaker defensive division. Okay. So, you know, you start looking at that division. Minnesota doesn't have a great defense. Detroit is mostly about offense. So I look at Josh Jacobs and I think I go to a winning culture with winning momentum, an offensive coach. I've got tremendous tight end and wide receiver weapons young. And it looks like Jordan Love, again, here's a quarterback that can move. And now he's got some experience in the system and starting. I'm Josh Jacobs. So Saquon Barkley, Giants to the Eagles. Josh Jacobs, Raiders to the Packers. I'm a running back. I should be much more efficient, much more productive, perhaps even with fewer carries. Isn't that a running back's dream? Fewer carries, more production, more touchdowns. So there's an argument there that like a Barkley and a Josh Jacobs, those everybody's saying, you know, running backs, very sad. Nobody wants a running back. Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs got great landing spots. I'd be shocked if both aren't more productive. I mean, Green Bay doesn't make moves in free agency, but Jordan Love's 25, Jacobs 26, Musgrave the tight end 23, Reed the receiver 23, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs. I mean, Green Bay's offense is going to be dynamic for years. And they don't spend money in free agency. This, they just want to make sure they can get a running back that's healthy. If you don't like Green Bay's offense, I don't know what you're watching, because they got nothing but young, dynamic, twitchy, fast, talented pieces. Tight end, running back, wide receiver, quarterback.
The Volume.
Thanks so much for listening. If you've enjoyed the podcast, take a moment, rate, and review.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. The Weber Works Prep cook and store system keeps cooking supplies handy, and you can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.